This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Does the name Nellie Bly ring a bell? This Pennsylvanian who had lots of moxie helped change the world by writing about it in the late 1800s, when female journalists were shunned by most newsrooms. Bly was barely 20 when she plowed her way into Joseph Pulitzer's newsroom to ask for a job at the New York World. Bly covered the horrid conditions at New York City's most notorious women's insane asylum from the inside out, posing as a madwoman for 10 days. Thus was born a new brand of reporting that Nellie did better than anyone else, and that was stunt journalism. There's a compilation of Bly's work called Nellie Bly, Around the World in 72 Days and Other Writings, released this year in honor of her 150th birthday. Local author Jean Lutz edited the book. She joins me now. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you.
Why did you latch on to the writings of Bly?
Nellie Bly's story was irresistible to me because she was so young and so brave, and she was so willing to challenge the authority of people that she had no business believing that she could prevail over.
Jean, you teach English, and you're a co-director of Gender and Women's Studies at Villanova University. I'm guessing all of your students know a thing or two about Nellie Bly. How vital is she in the story of women moving forward in America?
Bly is an important part of the story of women's progress because she was such a public figure. She was part of the way that women became so much more visible in workplaces and outside the home.
Bly pioneers stunt journalism, placing herself and her opinions in the stories that changed the lives of factory workers and underpaid women and generally the downtrodden. Tell us a little bit about how her reporting made a difference.
When she entered the Blackwell's Island Lunatic Asylum in 1887 to write about the conditions there, it was a custodial facility for mentally ill immigrants, primarily. And it had already been the subject of a lot of criticism. But Bly's report, she wrote a report called 10 Days in the Madhouse, a very sympathetic report about the women who were incarcerated there and very critical of the way they were treated, the poor way they were fed, the way they were housed, how nurses were abusive. And the attention that her report received helped to inspire millions of dollars to be used to make conditions better there. And she also did attract attention to the plight of working women in all kinds of other circumstances, too. The paper box factory is one example. She wrote about factory women. She later covered Pullman strikers in a famous strike. She covered railroad strikers very sympathetically. So she did help to boost attempts to make conditions better and improve wages for workers.
How unusual was this? How compelling was this in 1887?
It was very unusual for a woman to insert herself into the news in the way that Bly did, because the few women who were working for newspapers at this time tended to work on the women's pages. But it was very difficult for women to get to the front pages. And because newspapers were looking for more sensational kinds of news, the idea that a woman would be putting herself in physical peril was especially appealing to them.
Yeah, it was the time of the blooming of yellow journalism, sensational
right.
journalism. The very daring Bly takes stunt reporting to this incredible level when she travels around the world in 72 days. What does this stunt do for Bly and the newspaper industry?
This was one of the first great publicity stunts in the beginning of mass circulation newspapers. The idea that they could make a story out of something that the newspaper did all on its own was something that Pulitzer's New York World loved. They showed the rise of American technology and how well an American young woman could negotiate the complicated travel that she would encounter in Southeast Asia and all around the world.
Nellie Bly knocked down a lot of doors, a lot of walls for women, for other journalists. Were many women able to ride on her coattails, or should I say the bustle of her skirt?
The answer is both yes and no. She inspired a slew of imitators. There were girl stunt reporters, as they were called. There were girl stunt reporters all over the United States. On the other hand, stunt reporting in and of itself was a difficult path to pursue for the long term. It required so much risk and women were able to be mocked and criticized for the sensational nature of their stunts. And the fact is that newspaper women did not make really substantial gains until much later in the 20th century.
Well, thank you for this compilation. Author Jean Marie Lutz has edited and annotated a new compilation of Nellie Bly's work. It's called Around the World in 72 Days and Other Writings by Nellie Bly. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.